Leader meets with senior armed forces commanders and officials. On Sunday, 16th of April 2023, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, met with a group of top military commanders and security officials in Tehran. In this program, we discuss the leader's speech and points of view expressed at this meeting. Please stay with us. In a meeting with a group of top military commanders in Tehran on Sunday afternoon, 16th of April, and on the eve of Army Day in the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the commander-in-chief of the Iranian Armed Forces, met with senior commanders and personnel of the armed forces. Sitting in a semicircle pattern around the leader in a very informal atmosphere, Brigadier General Bagheri, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, presented a report on the plans and steps taken by the armed forces in various areas. After Brigadier General Bagheri's presentation, Ayatollah Khamenei expressed his satisfaction about the performance of Iran's armed forces, addressing the gathering by recounting a hadith or narration from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. In Nahj al-Balagha, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, says, "By God's permission, the military is the strong walls protecting the country and the nation." The leader went on to stress that with this lofty status comes heavy responsibilities. He added that, thank God, members of the armed forces appreciate this unique and elite status and are engaged in activities based on their responsibilities. Expressing his satisfaction with the continued progress of the armed forces, he advised them not to be content with any level of progress and to press ahead, advancing forward always, without ever stopping. The leader pointedly added, "Appreciate your own worth, the very important job that you do, and the heavy responsibilities that go with it." Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei stressed that as long as threats exist in all areas relating to the armed forces, such as the Air Force, ground forces, the Navy, intelligence and counterintelligence operations, etc., they must be ready and alert. He pointedly added, "Threats are always with us. We can assume at times that peace has been established and we are not in a state of war, but we can never assume that threats have disappeared altogether, or there aren't any threats anymore. To me, this seems impossible, and thus our military forces must always be ready and vigilant. Readiness of military forces is itself a type of deterrent." Turning to Ayah 60 of Surah Anfal in the Holy Quran, Ayatollah Khamenei said that constant readiness is a divine commandment and a source of fear for the enemies of God and the nation. He said, "Threats will never disappear for good, therefore it is necessary to increase preparedness in all areas." The leader of the Islamic Revolution said that military preparedness would act as a deterrent against the enemies, calling for vigilance in the face of those plotting behind the scenes and describing this as absolutely essential. Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "We must not preoccupy ourselves with small enemies, who sometimes speak and act in such a way as to draw our attention." The leader added, "We should not preoccupy ourselves with such things. Rather, we should focus on the main plotters acting behind the scenes." Referring to the warmongering of the wicked global powers worldwide, he said that wherever arrogant powers find something of interest to them, they covertly create conflict. He pointedly added, for example, there is a war going on in Ukraine today. But who is responsible for initiating this war? Who has designed and programmed this war in Ukraine? In Syria, Libya, Sudan, and elsewhere, wars have broken out, and there are those who are behind these wars. They have designed and fueled these wars. But who are they? We call them the arrogant global powers. That's who they are, the arrogant global powers. They are aggressive and they start wars and conflicts in order to benefit from these conflicts. Elsewhere in his remarks, the leader pointed out that the commanders of the armed forces must focus carefully on the enemy's long-term plans. In this regard, he said, it is necessary and reasonable to focus on the enemy's plans for the next 5 years to 10 years, but their medium and long-term plans should also be watched and observed. Alluding to the two wars that the United States launched on Iran's eastern and western borders 2 decades ago, he said that these wars were motivated by American interests, but their ultimate goal was Iran. However, due to the Islamic Revolution's strong stamina, the Americans failed in their adventures and could not reach their ultimate goal. Pointing to these realities, Ayatollah Khamenei said, despite all of its calculations and seemingly strong appearance and military might, the enemy can be defeated. The leader pointedly added, the enemy sometimes makes miscalculations, and they can certainly be defeated. We must always bear this in mind. Referring to the present situation that the Zionist regime of Israel finds itself in as another example of these defeats, the leader said that the Zionist regime's anti-Palestinian operations during the month of Ramadan in last year was not met with a backlash in the world, but this year, even in the United States and England, demonstrations were held against the Israeli regime and the crimes it has committed in the occupied Palestinian lands. He said that it is essential to be on constant vigilance and the same belief that the enemy is not invincible. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed, at no time should we let our guard down in the face of an enemy which resorts to deception and treachery. The leader of the Islamic Revolution wrapped up his speech by encouraging the intellectual centers of the Iranian armed forces to constantly plan and develop innovative strategies and robust, rational, and effective policies.